and in honor. As we start today's race, a little Sweet Caroline for you.
Just before sunrise, thousands of chilly, rain-soaked athletes took their marks to the sound of Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline, a nod to the city of Boston and the residents who were touched by Monday's events. The heightened security was an uncomfortable feeling for some. Heather Cronin is running her third Salt Lake City Marathon.
Yeah, I think it was a little startling that there was a bomb-sniffing dog on the train this morning. It's just a shift in our world, I suppose, but I think it's good.
Mike Epperson says he was grateful for the opportunity to be here a fourth time.
With all the events and everything, I feel more lucky, you know, more fortunate to be able to run and to be able to express myself, to be able to be part of something bigger than myself, and you know, it's just a wonderful feeling.
Carter Livingston is a spokesperson for the Salt Lake City Marathon. He says obviously the Boston tragedy had an impact on the community, but what it did not do is keep marathoners at home out of fear.
To get to Boston, you got to run in this weather, the rainy, cold weather. To run any marathon, to train for a marathon, you've got to go through a lot of struggle, and that's kind of the whole point, but you got to keep running.
Rachel Moody ran the Boston Marathon on Monday. She joined other Boston runners from Utah to finish at 4 hours, 9 minutes, and 43 seconds, the time when the first bomb went off. Moments after crossing the finish line, Moody said she wanted to show the world she and her fellow runners are not afraid.
We're going to remember the good parts, and we're not going to give any more mental energy to all the negativity. It's done. It's over with, and it's healing now. It's healing.
The winner of the Salt Lake City Marathon was 29-year-old Bryant Jensen, who clocked in at 2 hours, 30 minutes, and 14 seconds. Whitney Evans, KUER News.